Rika Jewelers, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
Good morning, Jeremy. My name is Emery. I'm calling from RDI Diamonds in New York. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. Thank you. I just had a question for you. Is Jamie available by any chance?
She is out today, and she should be back in here tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to follow up with her. Her and I had been speaking a little bit regarding a round, or I guess an oval-shaped stone. So I wanted to speak with her a bit, but that's not an issue. Jeremy, are you one of the sales reps here?
Actually, the jeweler.
The jeweler. Okay, cool.
Dirty Finger Bench Jeweler. Yep.
Hey, Dirty. what was it? Dirty Finger what?
Dirty Finger Bench Jeweler.
Is that the title they gave you, or is that the title you gave yourself?
That's a self-earned.
self-earned. I respect that. You know what? I respect that. You hold it with pride. Did you happen to know if there was maybe any other requests for either jewelry pieces or loose stones coming in maybe I could help out with?
I can't think of anything my wife has asked me about.
Gotcha. Oh, is Jamie your wife?
Yes.
Ah, cool. Oh, that's okay, so it's a family-owned business.
Correct, yes.
Oh, very cool. How long have you guys been in business?
30 couple years now.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
I believe. Yep. So that shows my age.
How old are you? 30? 40?
I started when I was 23.
You know what? I've been working in the jewelry industry my whole life, too. I'm 17 now, and I love it. I'm kidding. That was a joke. But cool. Okay. Awesome. Well, yeah, again, congrats. How did you get started with everything?
We actually kind of, we were in construction, totally different build projects.
Oh, wow. And
had a fancy for this over a couple years and thought, you know what, let's make a run of it and bring us in out of the cold for the winter months. And we just kind of stuck with it and haven't done as many construction projects as we used to.
I get it, because I used to actually work in roofing. So the winter was the slow season. Nobody ever wanted to get anything, you know, home improvement related done in the winter. So that's actually quite interesting, because I have quite a similar story. That's kind of how I made my way out of roofing and into, you know, the diamond world. I was looking. I was not ready for another slow winter, so I kind of, you know, branched out.
That's what we thought, you know what, this will keep us busy in the wintertime, and
yeah.
We had no clue it was going to keep us so busy year-round.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
We dived into it completely with the everything from the clay casting, the lost wax casting, to minor stone polishing to, I mean, you name it, we jumped into it, appraisals, everything.
Oh.
Slowly over the years have weeded a few things out. So we jumped into the hand engraving, the machine engraving, and now my wife has jumped into the laser engraving. And I have a little bit of interest in that, but not much.
Cool. Wow, yeah.
Computers and the and that stuff. So.
Yeah, maybe you could teach me some things. Yeah, we have kind of a similar kind of background. Yeah, we're from construction to the diamond world. That's cool. That's very cool. Did you guys just take out a loan and buy a bunch of equipment and just try to hope for the best, or did you guys start small with, like, buying off the street?
We started small. A couple different vendors that are no longer in business we started with, and we obviously started with Stoller, of course, which is, you know.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Anybody's got to start with Stoller. And a couple other companies, and we've kept with about four or five of them over the years. And the rest of them we've kind of just weeded out.
Yeah.
Because you end up back in the, especially the old catalog days, you end up with 100 different catalogs.
Yeah.
And you know which ones you're going to grab first.
Mm-hmm.
Others are just sitting there taking up space. So we kind of weeded it down quite a bit.
Cool.
Kind of felt the market to where, you know, we used to carry just about everything in the store, from gift items to cards to, you know, engravable section, and now we just kind of weeded it down. Our estate case has really, really flourished from one 10-foot case to now we've got probably 40 feet of estate jewelry.
Wow, wonderful.
And it's a three-person operation, which is tough.
Hey, it's tough, but, I mean, you're getting to work, you're getting it done, and you guys are, I'm sure, living comfortable. So good for you guys. That's a good story.
We had a customer come in the other day, and they said, you know, in business, when you're in business for yourself, there's two different types of stress loads. Mm-hmm. One is the stress load, how am I going to get everything done because I'm too busy? He said the other one is, I wish somebody would walk through my door.
You guys are the former, I hope?
Yes, Definitely.
Okay,
every
good.
Every year it's like that.
So. Wonderful. Hey, well, good for you. You're the little the winter hobby turned into a thriving business, essentially. So.
It has, yes. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
So. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So
we
listen.
With money up front, we haven't. Some of the stores in the area have done to where they almost like rent the jewelry in the cases. We
yeah.
100% of everything.
Okay, yeah, a lot of them are like memo focused, I noticed. You guys
yes.
only do a little bit of that, or just everything you just kind of pay up front?
Well, only memo something in if our customer's looking to see it before they pull the trigger on it.
Gotcha.
Otherwise everything we do, we go ahead and straight up purchase.
Cool. Wow, wonderful. That's quite the story.
Yep. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I bet. Honestly, there's probably a lot you could teach me, so. Very cool. So listen, yeah, if there's you mentioned you had a couple vendors that you regularly work with. I would love to, you know, get my foot in the door with you. In addition to the materials and the inventory, I mean, we're the market leaders, essentially. We have, it's a $500 million company yearly. So in addition to all the stuff on paper that makes us, you know, look spectacular, you'd also get me as well. I took over the account. You guys had been working with Fernando. He took a leave of absence. Unfortunately, he had a death in the family.
Sorry.
I have since taken over, and you know, I would, you know, first of all, I'd love to chat with you more because there's a slew of info that you can give me, I'm sure, and you know, make me better at my job. Nonetheless, you get the service and the products from the company, and then you get me as well. So even if like after hours you needed anything, I'm available. I always like to give my personal info out to the jewelers that I work with directly. So you get kind of me and the company as well, you know. So I would love to.
Sarah used to be our rep all the time.
Oh, okay. So you worked with us. Yep, I do see there's been a number of invoices actually on my side that I see here. So you've been with us before, which is wonderful. I'm hoping to, first of all, nice to meet you. Second of all, I'm hoping to kind of, you know, extend the olive branch and, you know, just continue on to nurture the relationship and keep it going. And so, yeah, that's what I was hoping for. It's been a pleasure, honestly.
I will let my wife know that you called.
Awesome. Yeah, let your wife know that I called. We'll talk about the stones that she had requested. And please, if there's anything else, any jewelry pieces, any other loose diamonds, I hope that you consider us and give me a call. And I would love to help you out, okay?
Yep, I appreciate it.
Awesome.
You.
You've been the best,
okay.
Sir. Thank you.
Take care.
You as well. Bye.